I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Stout? Councilmember Stout has raised her hand. She has no voice tonight, but she is present. Councilmember Wisnowski?
Here.
We should have heard this.
So I would accept a motion to accept the agenda.
I make a motion to accept the agenda, the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have a presentation. So, Chief Kiblinger, if you would come forward.
Oh, Commander, come on back up.
Yep.
Well, no, we don't have to make everybody stay that way, so, yeah.
If you want to stand there, then we can take pictures of that. You can stand next to Commander. Yeah. Good evening, Mayor, Council. Tonight, I would like to present the Life-Saving Award to Officer Ryan Keller. The Life-Saving Award is awarded to members of the Black Diamond Police Department who, by their immediate actions, have saved a human life under unusual or extraordinary circumstances. On July 14th, Officer Keller was headed home after working his normal patrol shift when he heard another officer being dispatched to a male patient who had stopped breathing and was unresponsive. Officer Keller took it upon himself to turn around and respond to the location. When he arrived, he was unable to open the gate, so he used his vehicle and made way for medics and fire to get there as well. Once he got inside the residence, he found the patient inside and was able to perform CPR until further medics and fire took over for him. The actions of Officer Keller were crucial in the outcome of the patient's survival. Thank you, Officer Keller, for acting out of selflessness, acting with character, and ultimately saving a citizen's life. It's a good night.
Yeah.
what they didn't say was the first 13 minutes or so, I performed CPR before he got here, which is the world's best workout. So the lesson is just please, please take CPR training, get certified. You never know. And I just thank God for officers who put themselves in harm's way every day, and that I was so grateful for him. The minute I saw him, he's like, he's really buff, so I thought, oh, good, take over. But we didn't know if Joe was going to make it, and Joe has a 20th anniversary ring coming up for me. So that's October 10th. Thank you very much.
That was wonderful. I would accept a motion for the consent agenda.
Are you dear?
No.
Oh, for the agenda. I make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now it's time for public comments. So those wishing to address council, please come forward and state your name and city of residence, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anybody wishing to address council? Robin?
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. I was at the work study Thursday, which was in studying the fire study and comments in front of the council, that kind of thing. So in 2015, there was a letter of agreement between Mountain View Fire and the city to each entity fund half of a fire study. Then Councilmember Ron Taylor insisted that that half of the city's funds for that be put in the 2016 budget, which it was. Of course, everything went south after that. But I would ask that the ad hoc committee verify Mountain View's interest in that letter of agreement and going halves on a study for the fire study. If they are indeed interested in doing that, the council needs to insist that that be in the 2019 budget and that that fire study be voted on in 2019 to be taking place, and that goes forward. We can use that study to educate the voters on the upcoming needs of the fire district. Councilmember Deedy raised the issue of a new levy just for fire services, and I think there is no reason why that should not be pursued. The old levy passed with fewer households, and currently the people in Old Town who are farther away from fire services are paying higher fire insurance costs because of the low level of fire protection over on this side. So I think that if we were to move incrementally on a fire levy, that in the end, when we do annex and monies go directly to the fire department, it would be one less of a large jump for everyone to swallow at once. It would be an incremental increase. And I think it would be easier to sell the annexation because it would be a lower increase if we were to raise a fire levy now. The city needs to be honest with voters and explain that the original levy funds police and very little goes to the fire, even though fire was touted as the reason for the levy. We need to be upfront with the voters. Unfortunately, it always comes down, the argument for the city is that it always comes down to the loss of X number of police officers. It used to be two, now it's three or four. The police do a lot, but they are not trained or equipped to fight structure fires and should not be asked to do so. Last winter, we had a potential structure fire up here, just above the police station up here, which the citizens were able to get their hose out and put it out themselves. A police officer did respond. But had they have had frozen water, it would have turned into a conflagration.
Your
because
time is
the fire department is too far away. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Okay, I will close this public comment session. We have a public hearing today on an ordinance granting a non-exclusive telecommunications franchise to doing business as Verizon. Mr. Watcher.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. This franchise is very similar to others we've approved earlier in the year. Again, a franchise, this is a business arrangement with a private telecommunication company providing public services, but it allows this private company to have maintain and operate facilities within the city's public right-of-way. Also provides protections and formalizes arrangements that the city needs to protect the interests of the public, traveling public in the roadway. So we're here tonight to take comments, if any, from the public on this franchise.
So does anyone want to make comments about this franchise agreement? Seeing no one, we will close this public hearing. So when are you going to be bringing it before council for approval?
October 4th.
Okay. So that will be before council on October 4th for approval of the franchise agreement. There is no
Thank you.
So we have no new business, so we're to department reports. Chief Smith.
Okay, test that out.
And thank you for the new podium.
Yeah.
Could be a little taller, but.
Yeah, well. Okay.
Tell Kevin.
Would you like a chair?
I'll bring some bricks to put on. So, good evening, Council and Mayor. Just a few things. Volunteer Recruit Academy starts October 3rd, I think it is. That'd be every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, and for like 12 weeks. So I'll let you know when that is completed and when they will be having their graduation. I'll let you know when that takes place. Our new career firefighter, who I told you we hired a couple weeks ago, he began his the Recruit Academy, and he will graduate at the end of January. So I'll let you know the exact date on that. We had five of our officers attend what's called Blue Card training. It's a new technique for incident command, and it's being used all over the nation. Mostly, it's being used a lot here in Southeast King County. So, we wanted to make sure that our folks and our fire officers are using the same system that everybody else is using. So they had to do about 50 hours of online training before they went to a class for 3 days. And that was hands-on and incident simulation that they went through for 3 days. So they completed that. Now all of our officers will be going through that as we proceed through the next couple of years. I'm going to stop by Andy's office tomorrow morning and sign the plat that the board authorized a couple of meetings ago. Do that tomorrow morning. We're also we'll be conducting the final walkthrough for the approval of occupation for the 10 Trails Welcome Center. We'll do that tomorrow morning. The district, the fire district, actually the fire chief and the King County Fire Marshal still have burn bans in place. And I don't expect that we will lift those probably till the end of the month. Recreational fires are still legal. And actually, what's banned is yard waste vegetation burning with permit. And you cannot do that within the city limits anyway because of Puget Sound air pollution. But everyone can do what's called recreational fires. And And that means that's like a little campfire where you have to use seasoned firewood. It can't be something you just cut down out of your yard. So if you want to see find the rules on it, you can go to our website and click on the burn permit button, and there's a PDF there about recreational fires. And on October 3rd, anyone who has a cell phone that receives text messages should be getting a national alert from the President of the United States over their cell phone. That's it. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what time. It was supposed to have happened this yesterday, but they put it off because of the hurricane. So on October 3rd, expect to get a test. It will be a test message. It won't tell you like it happened in Hawaii with the incoming missiles. It won't be one of those. So I think the worst part I saw of that was where the film where some gentleman took up the manhole cover and was helping little kids from the neighborhood down into the manhole. You know, what a terrible thing. Yeah. So hope nothing like that happens around here. It's bad enough when it's real, let alone have it be wrong. So anyway, October 3rd. So when you see that come on your text, you'll know what that is. Congratulations to the officer that helped us with the save. Saves are really, here's what happens a lot. I mean, a lot of times we perform CPR and all the time, and a lot of times we send people to the hospital, but only a small percentage of those people actually make their way out of the hospital. And the key factor of that was the fact that his wife started CPR right away. A witness to arrest, when somebody starts CPR, the chances of that person surviving are very high. We had an arrest the other day just out by the lake, and it was an unwitnessed arrest. In other words, they found the person down. That person, we weren't even able to revive them at the scene. So it is important that everybody learn. There's three phases to being saved by from a heart attack. That's citizen intervention, doing CPR, basic life support. That's the fire department coming in and starting. And then ALS, the medics coming in after us. So if we get those three things, that's why we have the highest save rate in King County of any other place in the United States. But it takes citizens to learn CPR to do that too. So just to let you know that Robert Young, our assistant chief, retired. He was also our fire marshal. So that left us in kind of alerts that we don't have a fire marshal, certified fire marshal. So I'm working with the Valley Regional Fire Authority. They have a building full of fire marshals. So, and really what we really need is someone that can do plans review. Plans review, you have to be certified to do that. So, and that takes about 4 years to get that certification. So I'm in the process of working with Valley Regional Fire Authority under contract to have one of their plans reviewers review plans for the city of Black Diamond, so to make sure that process keeps going, because you're going to have a lot of commercial buildings going. So I'll let you know when we finalize that. So. And they said they would even look at, if we had a set of plans that needed to be looked at, they would look at those without that contract being in place. So. Nice. That's all I have, unless someone has a question. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Chief Kiblinger, would you mind coming up and talking about your new Coffee with a Cop program?
October 3rd it's called Coffee with a Cop. It's a national program between citizens and police officers. It's a chance for them to come in, sit down, and kind of talk about any issues that they might be facing in their neighborhood, in the community. Talk about anything. There's really no parameters per se. But we're doing our first event. Officer Riepel is going to be here at Black Gold Coffee from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. To do our first Coffee with a Cop. So it'll be on Facebook, and we'll put it out there. It's in the newsletter as well.
On the website?
Website. I don't know if that's up there yet, but it's in the newsletter.
Can you do it on the
calendar? Yeah. Yeah, so I'll send it out, but yeah.
Okay.
Feel free to come or tell your neighbors. You see us enough, so you don't need to come again.
Thank you. So now it's time for the mayor's report. Mine's pretty short this week. Tuesday I attended the State Board, South County Area Transportation Board, and the main agenda item was the Washington State Road Usage Charge, which is meant to replace some or part of the our gas tax. So if you have a hybrid car, you would have a combination of paying the road usage tax and you would get credit for the gas tax that you pay. Nobody knows how that's going to work. And there was a lot of questions. It ran over like a half an hour. It was a lot of people were interested in, there's a lot of GPS if you go out of state, and so what are you going to do with all that GPS records, and the insurance company, can they get those records and see what kind of driver you are, because they actually rate your driving. And then if you have a electric car, then you would be totally the road usage charge, so that everybody is getting charged for being on the road. So it's a pilot program. A few people I know have signed up for it, and so far they didn't feel like it was really successful. The lady that presented it was extremely qualified, understood the whole thing, and could answer all the questions, but they have no idea how much they're going to charge, and they have no idea how many people are going to, you know, I mean, I don't know how you're going to force people to do mileage. So, and there's like five different options, but two of them are like thumb drives, and it was a really interesting presentation, but I didn't get a lot of confidence that anybody thought that they really thought the government needs to be paying attention to how many miles we drive. So it'll be interesting as it progresses over the next couple of years, because I don't think it's going to happen right away. But Councilmember Edelman, I think, is first this time.
Oh, I get to be first? Okay, well, I do have stuff to talk about tonight. So on the 11th, I went to the Public Works Committee meeting. We reviewed the complete streets policy, recommended that it do come forward to the council in the future. We reviewed the ordinance that the public hearing was tonight for Verizon. We talked about the Springs meeting that the mayor and Seth had with the Springs partners, the WFSA partners. We also talked about our local water and the fecal coliform monitoring plan that the city has. And, you know, it's a question of when you test and how many different tests do you take if you have an issue. And so Public Works is working on that. Then I had the Public Issues Committee meeting last week, and in our pre-pick meeting, we had an attorney from Inslee Best who came and talked to us about Open Public Meetings Act. Mm-hmm. So I mostly just sat there, and he didn't even use us as an example. Now, Tammy and I talked, but so that was kind of nice. But he did have a few comments. Just so that people know, there are some new rules coming out, evidently, from the Department of Health on emotional support critters versus service animals. And, you know, you can't bring your peacock on an airplane kind of thing. So he did talk about that. And, you know, if it's a service animal, it needs to be a real service animal. He talked about interviewing for vacancies on the council, and we had a big discussion about should the candidates be in the meeting during the interviews. And yeah, I mean, I stood out in the hallway when I was interviewed. He said that it's open public meeting and they have a right to sit in on the questions. But like what I think we did when Chris was interviewed, you guys decided that you wanted to sit out. And
we sat out long.
Yeah, so I guess that would be a question that, you know, if it happens in the future, we would ask it. Then another comment he had that when we go, we talked about special meetings and special, not executive sessions, what's the word I want?
Closed sessions
and the difference. His one comment, and it actually made a little bit of sense to me, instead of saying, well, this is going to take 15 minutes, we look at the clock and say, we'll be done at
7:45 or whatever. It might be a little bit easier to keep track of the time. So so that was that. Then I want to pass out, this is the Sound Cities Association, just pass that down, draft legislative agenda. And basically what the, just the top titles, address the affordable housing and homelessness crisis, invest in mobility, not in transportation, and provide flexible funding tools for city to address local priorities. This is at the very high level of the organization and what they want to take down to Olympia for the next legislative session. So I guess we as the city council and the mayor and staff, if we come up with our own priorities for this agenda, we need to forward it down to the Sound Cities Association. And that's all I have.
Well, and actually, Skateboard is also working on their legislative agenda that they're, we're going to send the stuff that we've been doing from our local CLTC, Southeast Area Legislative. So we're going to work on putting that in with theirs, too. So everybody has a legislative agenda.
And the bigger cities have, you know, huge agendas.
Yeah. Councilmember Stout passes. Councilmember Wisnowski.
I attended the work study last week. Had a good discussion on annexation of the fire department. Really, that's about it. It's been kind of quiet, actually.
Councilmember Deedy.
All right. So one quick thing before everybody gets done. I'd like to know if Kevin Espin has talked to Tim Percival and if you guys have gotten something together, and is there another some sort of CERT group coming? And
not yet. Out of town right now.
Okay.
We did talk at whatever the last Labor Day. Saw sometime over Labor Day, right after that.
Well, he said for the two of us that had taken a class that he would meet with Janie and I if we got the classes that we missed together and finish our CERT classes, but he doesn't have a CERT class scheduled yet. Or
no, there is no soon. CERT class scheduled.
But that
it's
was
just getting everybody
ago.
That's already done CERT together.
Yeah, and, for
right. Yeah, it's just getting everybody that has participated in the CERT together and start that CERT program here in Black Diamond so that we have that disaster program and everybody's on the same page.
Also, Tim left out of town on an animal rescue.
Yeah.
And so when he uses vacation time to go do that, so we expect him back in 10 minutes.
Okay, and then the other.
And I also met with Shauna from Maple Valley and the new person that Covington hired, Andy, and we discussed CERT and maybe working some combination things because it's really hard for each agency to do one on their own. And so even if it meant like the 44s got a particular class where somebody could all, they could go to that one, and then if somebody else has got another one, they could go to that one. We wouldn't have to put on every class for every
right.
cert.
Yes. And then CPR the other thing we talked about, he mentioned that he's going to do a CPR class here in Black Diamond.
Yes.
I believe that some staff need to update theirs, to update mine.
We're all due right now at the end of August.
Okay, so.
But he's out of town, and there's a new program where we're going to have to go online and do the online portion first.
Right.
And if we complete that, then it's easier to then come in and just do the hands-on CPR.
Yeah, and that on-class thing was, when I talked to him, was something that you do on your own time.
Yeah.
And then you get together. Okay.
Yep.
So I just want
to
update. Thank you.
Oh, and the emergency preparedness fair is on September 29th.
Yeah, not this Saturday, but the following
Saturday.
Yeah,
week from Saturday.
And what is it, 9 to 2?
9 to 2.
Yeah.
And I'll have a booth at there.
Rock, and is that Rock Creek, right?
Rock Creek
Elementary.
Right.
Maple Valley.
Right. And last year, I had about 300 or 400 flashlights that cost me like $1,000, but I figured it all out. Every time you go to Harbor Freight and buy something, you get a free flashlight. And so I did that. Every time I was anywhere in the area, I went in and bought something, and I got the free flashlight. I had like 300 of them. I gave all of them away last year. But I didn't do that this year. So this year I picked up three, like $40 backpack, the really nice kits.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do is we're going to do a drawing, one for each city. Mm-hmm. So Black Diamond will get one, Maple Valley will get one, Covington will get one. That way, all three cities, because we're all participating in the fair.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So each citizens in each city can
each city
put in a...
put in their name and where they... Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll have a drawing, and so each person will win.
Very cool. Nice. Okay, so I attended the work study and offered Robbins. I do think that the fire study should go forward. And also we should start looking at a levy. I realize it's not this year or next year, but we should be going down that path and getting that going. I attended the PIC with Janie. I don't need to go over all that again. She already touched on it. Finance meeting. I met the Reagan Dunn, came out to the community center and had $60,000 that we were able to get from him from the King County Council. And that, if you're curious what that goes to at the community center, goes to a new roof, dishwasher, freezer, chairs, a fireplace, and a couple other things. And then he also delivered two vans to the high school or to the school district for that's equipped for handicapped students. So that was pretty cool. Let's see what else. I guess that's all. That's it.
Councilmember Oglesby.
You also attended the Hometown Christmas Spaghetti Feed.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yes. Which I did, too, also on the 15th, which they raised money for the museum Hometown Christmas celebration. Lots of money was raised on that. Also attended the work study on the 13th with the rest of the council members. Found that didn't say much during that meeting. It was a lot to take in and absorb. After looking back and kind of reflecting on that conversation in that meeting, I do believe as a TAMI that, you know, we do need to move forward in either with a levy, right, and annexation in the future. I really do think that's important to our citizens and not having to wait and, in my opinion, gamble on what's going to come in the future with businesses and taxes and sales tax. I really think we need to make sure our residents now are properly safe or being taken care of safely with the police and the fire together. I think our residents deserve that, and we need to start moving forward with that because I feel like in 3 to 5 years, you know, we'll be ready. If we're moving forward in the right direction, we're going to be ready, meeting right in the middle with that new building, fire building, when it's ready for us. That's my personal opinion. I'm in support of that. I attend the Black Diamond Labor Day's wrap-up meeting on the 16th. We do have, 10 Charles has the hometown harvest going on the 29th also, from 12 to 6. But again, like Kevin mentioned, this City Community Emergency Program Preparedness is coming up in Rock Creek Elementary School in Black Diamond or in Maple Valley from 9 to 2. And of course, tickets are on sale for the Harvest Moon auction on, what is that, October?
They're sold out.
Oh, they're sold out.
Yeah, that's
done. Oh,
sold out.
Never mind. I'll be there to volunteer as usual. So, I'll be there. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Do we have an attorney's report?
Oh, tough matters is coming up too.
Just very briefly. You guys have had pretty light agendas the last couple meetings. We have a number of things in the queue that will be presented next meeting, so don't get used to having meetings. the other thing I just wanted to briefly raise is a meeting or so ago, I mentioned the changes to the state's business licensing statutes, and we're going to need to be, by the end of the year, come into compliance by the end of the year here. So, again, I just ask to think about, you know, your basic two decisions there are, whether you want to keep the default threshold at $2,000 per year in business for businesses to have to get a business license, and if you want to raise that or keep it at $2,000, and then if for city for businesses outside the city who fall below that threshold, do you want to require them to apply for a free license just so that they are in fact kind of in the system and we have some idea of who's coming to town and providing services. I'll send you a package on that, maybe with the draft ordinance, but I would like at the next meeting, hopefully, to get some direction from everyone so that we know what kind of final ordinance to bring back to you for passage. And we can synthesize everyone's thoughts, and if you all kind of seem to be heading the same way next week or at the next meeting, then we can bring a final ordinance back to you the following week.
And I would just say that It would help if, I know for me, to go in and talk to May, talk to Seth, talk to Andy, talk to the mayor, get a little more information, find out, you know, where higher costs are for them and all that, just to understand what we're voting on doesn't adversely affect the city in cost-wise.
Yeah, there, you would have to speak with May to find out what kind of financial impact it would have if you raise the threshold to 5,000 instead of 2,000. It may not make much of a difference at all.
Yeah. She would be.
Thank you. So it's now time for our second public comments. If you wish to address council, please step up to the podium and state your name and city of residence, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Gary?
Okay, Gary Davis, Black Diamond. This is not so much a word to the council as Kevin. Just see me after the meeting. I may have a line for flashlights for you. I mean, people know I used to hand out flashlights. I still got a few, but these are different type of flashlights.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Robin?
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. Thank you for Councilmember Deedy and Oglesby, their support for pushing forward on the fire issue for the Old Town and east side of town here. The council does need to take some bold and brave action on this. It's been kicked down the can. My husband, Ron Taylor, former council member, spoke before a former council on this around 2010, an issue at that time. And so this has been something that the city has kicked down the road for years, and if we don't get moving on it, it will be years before we do. And that puts quite an amount of citizens on this side of town at risk, and it puts the city in a position of liability, my belief, that because you are so far behind and in a deficit and not doing anything until we've got the commercial dollars, I think is not the right move. You've got to be bold, you've got to push, and you've got to move forward and do what's best for the citizens on this side of town who could languish without fire services for decades if you don't get to moving on it. You've got to take the bull by the horns and be bold and step up. Get yourselves educated on this and get it done. And I had one other comment on that, and I don't remember what it was, but please do get it in the budget so that we can get the fire study next year. I believe that would be a great educational tool for the voters if we have a professional study that we can point to. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Kathleen?
It's kind of different being in front of y'all talking instead of back there going, are you kidding? Are you kidding?
name and city.
Oh, Kathleen Keir, Voice of the Valley, Maple Valley. So I just wanted to address you guys because I didn't want any rumors to get out there and have you calling me going, what in the world is going on? I talked to Donna a few weeks ago, and I said, look, my life is so crazy right now. I have been, as many of you know, I've been going down to California. I'm going down next week again for a month. And then I will have to go again at the beginning of the year. And then I've got other family obligations. And so I told Don, I says, look, it is not fair to you that for me to be going, I just can't do this. And so, she says, well, that's fine. But, you know, in a year, maybe two, when my life settles down, I'll take a look at it at that time as to whether I will pick up being a reporter again. There's also other things that I want to try to do. I think a few of you know that I have written some little children's books, and I really want to kind of start pursuing that a little more. So it was a real difficult decision for me to tell Donna. I just think I need to step back from it now to give you a chance to bring somebody in, you know, that can do the work. And so so this will probably be my last meeting for a little while, but hey, you know what? It's like those proverbial actors that say, I'm retired, but they keep coming back again. So I don't know. All I know is that you guys have meant so much to me. So much. I've worked with the paper for 20 years, and I'm telling you what, I have seen some things. Last 2 years are probably been the top of the I have seen list when I go into my grandma years, which I'm already there, but it's just, it's been an unbelievable ride. And I just, you know, two of you I haven't known very, very long, but I just want to thank the city of Black Diamond for all of your support, for me being able to say, hey, can you please check my work? I want to make sure it's correct when I'm out there. And you all probably got work up to here, but you've been so kind in working with me to be able to get the news out correctly. And in case I made a mistake in what I heard or whatever. And it came from all sorts of different avenues.
Your time is up.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I didn't think I'd talk that long. Thank you.
Councilmember Edelman?
I know we're not supposed to do this, but I want to thank you too, Kathleen. Because through all of the turmoil and stress and stuff we've been through, not just the last 2 years, the last 8 to 10 years, you've always been very honest, above board, and reported the facts, ma'am. And so I personally appreciate that, and I just think you did a fabulous job of reporting what was going on here. So thank you. We're going to miss you.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else wishing to make public comments? Seeing no one, I will close the public comments. I would entertain a motion to adjourn. We have no executive session.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.